too late for your fresh start. You can begin again, and I want to show you how.
You Can Begin Again, available now from Joyce Meyer Ministries.
Thanks again for listening today. And to order today's offer, just head to our website or call. Until next time, remember, glorify God and enjoy Him forever. This is the key to enjoying everyday life.
WCNO's broadcast day is underwritten by Solis Roofing Contractors, Incorporated. Solis Roofing Contractors is a specialist in the repair, installation, or replacement of metal roofing, asphalt shingles, flat foam, or single-ply roofing. Solis Roofing Contractors, Incorporated. Licensed and insured, serving the Treasure Coast and South Florida since 1994 in commercial and residential roofing services. Located in Port St. Lucie, Solis Roofing Contractors is available at 772-336-1633.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast, and I trust you'll be blessed by the message.
Open your Bibles to the book of Exodus. The book of Exodus, chapter 17. Exodus, chapter 17. We've been in a series entitled The Faith Crisis, and if God's will, we may be in the subject of faith the rest of the year. I don't know, it's something that never grows old and dusty, and without it, you can't please God. And anything that is not of faith is sin, so we might as well stay with faith. Praise God. I've entitled this message, of course, it's the part of our series, The Faith Crisis, The Three Dimensions of Faith. I want to talk about a three-dimensional faith. Praise God. In Exodus chapter 17, starting at verse number 1, the Word of God reads, "And all the congregation of the children of Israel journeyed from the wilderness of Sin after their journeys according to the commandment of the Lord and pitched in Rephidim, and there was no water for the people to drink. Wherefore the people did chide with Moses and said, Give us water that we may drink. And Moses said unto them, Why chide ye with me? Wherefore do you tempt the Lord? And the people thirsted there for water, and the people murmured against Moses and said, Wherefore is this that thou hast brought us up out of Egypt to kill us and our children and our cattle with thirst? And Moses cried unto the Lord, saying, What shall I do unto this people? They be almost ready to stone me. The Lord said unto Moses, Go on before the people, and take with thee of the elders of Israel, and thy rod wherewith thou smotest the river, take in thine hand, and go. The first dimension of faith that we want to look at is what God spoke to Moses. In Horeb, God spoke to Moses and Mount Horeb. Horeb means desolation. It means desolation. If you look that word up in the Hebrew, Mount Horeb was a place of desolation. But that was often where God met with Moses. You know, sometimes you have to come to a place of desolation before God can really start talking to you, or before you truly start listening to God. Amen. But in Deuteronomy chapter 1, verse 6, the Lord told the children of Israel, You have dwelt long enough around this mountain. You've dwelt long enough. And then he gave them instructions to begin marching toward destiny. Tell someone, you've dwelt long enough around that mountain. The first dimension of faith that was spoken to Moses was to go on. We've got to move on from where we are. I said, we've got to move on from where we are. You know, the Bible talks about from faith to faith. We are such a culture that is so indoctrinated with convenience and with comfort that oftentimes when we find a comfort zone, it's difficult to move forward. But what happened here, God allowed, because he knew they hadn't arrived at their destiny, he allowed the people to begin to chide, begin to strive, begin to argue, begin to murmur against Moses. How many know when you're not moving, that's going to start happening? Amen. Internally, when you're not believing God, when you're not trusting, amen, when you're not having some type of faith challenge, amen, inside you can start to murmur and complain, amen, and act like a little child because you're not moving. You know, it's like stagnant water. It just gathers bacteria. Flowing water, amen, is pure water. Amen, it's washed by the jagged rocks that it flows over, and all the things that are in the water, wash it up, clean it up. But still, or stagnant water, like stagnant faith, will do just what the Israelites begin to do. They begin to murmur against Moses. They begin to chide. So God spoke to him and said, go on. Do you know you don't have time nowadays to be getting into a lot of strife, a lot of Bible arguments, hello, or arguments at home, hello, or arguments on your job, or demanding your rights. How many know there's time out? See, if you're going to move into that first dimension of faith, you got to go on. Sometimes you just have to bite the bullet. Sometimes it ain't fair. Sometimes you just got to take what comes your way, hello, and keep on moving, amen? You don't have time to stop and make no arguments over no foolishness, amen, and get caught up in no stuff, because you will die right there. Your faith will be cut off right there, amen? Strife, contention will stop faith from operating, because faith, first of all, has to operate in love. Sometimes you got to avoid some situations. I ain't scared of nothing, but there's some stuff I avoid. Hello, I said there's some stuff you got to avoid. It's not that you're a coward or you're timid. No, you just got some wisdom. You just don't want to waste some time arguing or putting up with no foolishness. This is exactly what the Israelites started to do. Blame Moses when their faith was being tried. They were ready to stone him. God said, all right, first thing I want you to do, Moses, is go on. Look at somebody and tell them, go on. You got to leave off strife and contention. If your faith is going to operate, if you're going to have what we testify and confess and decree every time we come in the sanctuary with a pure heart. If you're going to have a pure heart, you got to leave off strife. You got to leave off contention. I just come to the realization, some people you just ain't going to get along with. There's some people just you can't get along with. Hello, it's got, your yay has to be yay, your hello has to be hello, your goodbye has to be goodbye. Because they carry strife, they carry contention, they carry drama, they carry issues. You stay around them long enough, you're going to be drawn into that net. Tell somebody, go on. Stop letting the devil sidetrack you and distract you and pull you off into foolishness. Answer a fool according to a fool. Don't cast your pearl before the swine. The moment I see somebody that the lips of knowledge are not in, I'll shut up. I'll talk about the weather. Talk about the latest scores. You try to speak no scripture. No. They just want a bone to pick. And they really don't know where they're coming from. They don't have any foundation or basis of truth and don't really want to know truth. They just carry issues. Tell somebody, go on. You see them folk coming, you better turn and exit stage right. Otherwise, I'm telling you, otherwise you'll be snared. Your faith will be snared. He said, Moses, go on. Look at Proverbs 13, verse number 10. Let's go there from. We're coming back to Exodus, but Proverbs. Proverbs is full of words of wisdom. An ounce of remedy versus a pound of cure. Proverbs 13, verse 10, it simply says, only by pride cometh contention. But with the well-advised is wisdom. Only by pride cometh contention, but with the well-advised is wisdom. All right? Chapter 17 and verse 14 of Proverbs. The beginning of strife is as when one lets out water. Therefore, leave off contention before it be meddled with. Therefore, leave off contention before it be meddled with. Don't meddle with it. Leave it alone. In Proverbs 20, verse number 3, and you read all through Proverbs, you'll find wisdom for daily living, where you can apply on your job, in your home, with your children, amen, your neighbor. You can apply this stuff today. Proverbs 20, verse number 3, it's an honor for a man to cease from strife, but every fool will be meddling. Let me forewarn you, when you choose to walk in peace, when you have made up your mind, I'm going to follow the right path, I'm going to walk with the Lord, every fool that come across your path is going to be meddling. And even if he ain't, the devil going to make it seem like he is. Hello? Faith don't make it easy. It makes it possible. So you got to hold on to your faith. Sometimes you get into a fight of faith. Hello? All right? So in Proverbs 25 and verse 8, go not forth hastily to strive, lest thou know not what to do in the end thereof when thy neighbor hath put thee to shame. Don't let the devil press them buttons. You huffing and puffing, you steaming, you looking for him to give him a piece of your mind. Come on, we got to go on. Come on, we got to go on. Go on away from that. Chapter 26 and verse 17. He that passes by and meddles with strife, belonging not to him, is like one that takes a dog by the ears. I had a Doberman. I used to play with him like that. I didn't play with him like that very much. The moment you grab their ears, they just react with a bite. And them dobies, even when they're playing with you, they bite hard. Meddling with strife, that especially that doesn't belong to you, you're going to jump in there. One guy came to Jesus and said, Lord, tell my brother to give me my portion of the inheritance. He said, who made me a judge over you? Jesus said, I ain't getting involved in that. That's your matter. But it's like, taking a dog by the ears, you are bound to get bitten. And so you have to guard what you carry. You have to guard your faith. You have to keep your faith active. You don't know when you're going to need to exercise your faith. And it can't be weak faith. You can't be intimidated. You can't be timid. You can't be just hanging in there. You got to exercise faith, even if it may be for someone else. Hello? Just shall live by faith. You want abundant life? Stay the pathway of faith. Amen. You will encounter these things. But the first thing when you encounter it, you got to realize I got to keep on going. I got to go on. I'm not stopping here. I'm not getting involved with that. I owe you an apology. I made a mistake there, but I ain't getting back into that strife. I'm not getting back into that contention. I'm going on. The people were ready to stone Moses.
Thank you for joining us as we continue in part 13 of this message entitled The Faith Crisis. Today's message, the three dimensions of faith. You have dwelt long enough around the mountain. Sometimes you have to take what comes your way and keep moving. Don't become stagnant. Stop letting the devil sidetrack and distract you. Don't allow yourself to be bound. Gain abundant life by staying on the pathway of faith. Access the three dimensions of faith and move toward your destiny.
Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll-free 1-877-TR-BANKS or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.